The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Man, all anybody is talking about right now is the Meta settlement that's coming. Social media is about to change. I love that there could be limits on kids on social media. 2 hours a day max by law. There's nothing you can do about it. I think that's the best idea ever.
Well, you just went to the not-so-cool auntie right now.
I do not care. I do not care. I'm the cool auntie because I want your brain to not be fried. Remember that stupid commercial?
This is your brain on drugs.
This is your brain on Meta is what it is. Facebook and Instagram have agreed that they used predatory ways to get kids addicted. You know, if it weren't for the whistleblowers that actually worked there coming forward and releasing all of the research that they've had for so many years and not let the public know, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. I think, though, by now, all of us realize how bad social media is for the kids. There's so much research out there. I do still see some kids with phones in their hand when they're 3-4 years old. And I always wonder, does this mother, does this father not know how dangerous this is? And I mean that. We didn't 10 years ago, but we do now. Putting a screen in front of a baby's face is the worst thing you can do.
Detrimental.
Yeah, so this could be implemented as soon as by 2027. There'll be night access mode limitations for anyone between the ages of 12 and 17. So from 12 a.m. to 6 a.m., you just can't get on Instagram or Facebook, period. And Meta will prompt teens to take a break every 15 minutes while they're online for the 2 hours a day. They are pushing back, though. They're like, YouTube's got to do it. TikTok's got to do it. And I agree.
So what's going to stop the kids from just signing up for an adult profile?
Well, hopefully their parents. What's going to stop kids from smoking? What's going to stop kids from drinking? I mean, if that was the question, if we just wouldn't have laws.
Well, I think there's a similar way to do it, that how they do it with like adult websites, is like you have to like provide verification through ID and whatnot too. Yep. And also, this is like a landmark situation for all social media platforms, because now within the United States, it means that we could legally and court appoint them if they don't follow these new rules that they're listing. And that's going to be a game changer, similar to how they did with the cigarette companies back in the 90s.
That's what they're saying. This is the cigarette moment for the social media industry.
You know, for those who don't know, cigarette companies used to, I swear to you, advertise that cigarettes were good for you. They were healthy for you. They were in medical magazines saying smoke. Oh my gosh. They were advertised toward kids. And it went on for decades, and people were sick. And, you know, that just goes to show you that money probably means more to most of these corporations than people, than humanity. Not probably, it just does. How could Mark Zuckerberg knowingly, he knew that this was harming the brains of our kids and be like, But that's
no big deal. My bottom line looks great.
But that's why Steve Jobs was like, my kids don't have iPhones.
No, yeah, he didn't let his kids use any Apple products.
None of them until they got to be older.
Now, I know we're focusing a lot on the kids, and rightfully so, but none of you guys as adults who, like, we've been through this for the past 10 years feel like a little like, man, I was addicted. I was the, where's my class action lawsuit?
Sometimes
money?
I ask myself that almost daily. Because I'll be sitting there looking at my phone. I'm like, I just wasted a half an hour looking at stuff that doesn't even matter.
Yeah, doesn't make you better. It takes you away from real life experiences. I also think, I don't know about you, but I feel like sometimes I'm comparing my life to other people. Or I'm comparing my likes to other people.
Oh.
Life and likes, man. I'm like, ooh, I didn't get that many likes. Nobody likes
that many comments.
Nobody comments on my stuff. And oh my gosh,
you're just fiending for that dopamine hit.
Their house is so much better than my house. And you know, gosh, they cook so well. I just cook just whatever meals on paper plates. And you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, oh my gosh. 100%.
Imagine trying to explain that to our grandparents who overcame so much. You're like, yeah, why are you having a bad day? Only 7 people liked my video.
And they're like, shut up.
What does that even mean?
Shut up. Exactly. I think this is arguably one of the best decisions that we've seen legally in our lifetime. It's going to benefit our kids.
I'm curious to see how this is going to play out, because they have so much money and they have so much power because of all the lobbyists that they have.
No, I know, but so did the tobacco industry. And thankfully, cigarette smoking is at the lowest it's ever been. Let's hope that in a few years, social media, when it comes to our children, will be at the lowest use it's ever been. Remember that China only allows their kids to be online 1 hour a day, and it has to be educational. Our daughter recently competed in an international contest for young business minds, and she and her partner I think we're two of only four top 20 contestants from the U.S. This is going to really help give our kids a better chance at competing in throughout the world for jobs in the future.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm so excited to talk about Whitney Houston Barbie.
Whitney Houston got a Barbie?
Yes, she got a Barbie. And I think this is amazing because she, in my opinion, had the greatest voice of our generation. And I know there's been some great voices out there. I mean, really. Mariah Carey is one of them. Christina Aguilera is one of them. Ariana Grande is one of them.
Adele
is one of them. Whitney Houston, nobody sounded like this.
And
God. Gosh, come on. Nothing. Nobody.
She deserves
that Barbie. So it's a limited edition. She's wearing her pink dress.
The Want to Dance with Somebody video dress?
Yeah. Yes. I want to dance with somebody. I love Whitney. My mother loved Whitney Houston.
Oh, that was what we clean house to.
I still remember. I think it was one of the few CDs that my mother bought. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Whitney was
the one thing about
house.
My mom is she's always had great taste in female singers.
Yes, okay. She does. Yes. She does. Oh, Jennifer Hudson. Her voice, too. Oh, my gosh.
Ooh, Jennifer Hudson could sing.
Oh, she could sing.
Also, within Whitney Houston's journey, I love the role that Kevin Costner plays.
Yeah.
Because Kevin Costner. The bodyguard. The bodyguard. But also the one who, like, saw her singing and said, hey, we actually need to get her into the movie. Like, she needs to be the star, right?
I'm so glad that you bring that up. Anthony, because this is a different time. These are the 90s, right? And so the 1900s, the film production team didn't want her because they didn't want a black woman and a white man kissing. Think about this, in the 90s. And Kevin Costner said, if it's not Whitney, I don't do the movie.
Oh.
Period. And she will have a song on the soundtrack. And so he kept thinking, like, which song? And he called Dolly Parton, who obviously the world is mourning over now, her untimely passing. But the music, right, the song, he wanted this song on the soundtrack. Because, you know, Dolly Parton had I Will Always Love You. She'd already had it out on country radio and it, whatever. Elvis Presley tried to buy the publishing from her. She was like, no way, no how. She said she felt badly about it, but Dolly was a smart businesswoman. She never sold her publishing. Here she is talking about Whitney Houston and the song.
I thought it was the most unbelievable thing I'd ever heard. I'd never even believed my little song could be done like that. People say, well, she claims it's her record. I said, it is her record. It's my song, but it's most definitely her record. It didn't sound like that when I had it. She made me rich.
I saw a story recently. I can't remember who the comedian is. Gosh, I wish I remembered her name. But she said, I was backstage with Dolly Parton. And she said to her, are you jealous? Because Whitney. And she said, girl, come here. Dolly took this female comedian to her dressing room, opened a drawer. Inside was an envelope. Opened the envelope and showed her the check. She said, I kid you not, it was $1.4 million. She said, I love Whitney Houston. I don't know what you're talking about. I love Whitney Houston. So yeah, I'm really happy. And just Barbie in general, there was a woman on Instagram recently. She had her daughter in Walmart. And guess what was there? A Barbie with a hearing aid.
Oh.
And her daughter wore a hearing aid. And the little girl was so excited to see this Barbie.
That's one thing Barbie has done really well with.
It's just amazing. It's absolutely amazing. Yeah.
I'm pro Barbie having a hearing aid, but Barbie still can't hear.
Barbie can't drive either, and she's got a Corvette. Leave Barbie alone, sir.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I never thought I would say that Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are co-parenting very well again together.
Whoa.
This is such great news. So Bianca West, who is Kanye West's wife, was out with Chicago, the daughter of Kanye West and Kim Kardashian, and also Dream Kardashian, the daughter of Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian. So she's holding their hand, she's taking them shopping, and word is Kim is so happy that Kanye is back in a much better space, because remember for a minute, he kind of wasn't calling the kids and seeing them.
He was in a mental breakdown, basically.
Well, of course, and no matter what you say, she tried to help him. She did years of trying to help him, you know, that's the father of her children.
Yeah, she put up with this stuff for almost a decade.
And it's also in the news because they're celebrities, but everybody goes through this when it's at, you know, I feel like we're on the other side of the divorce now.
Yeah.
And Kanye went through a spat that a lot of men go through when they're in that situation.
You said everybody. I've been at Walmart many a time when those exchanges were happening in the parking lot. Woo! Woo! It's not going well. It's not going. That's always hard. But yeah, I might get some blowback here. But you're inviting the drama in if you allow the drama. Think about it. Kim just cut it off. Didn't talk about it anymore. Kind of move forward. Let Kanye get right. And that was it. That's what you have to do. Otto, at never one point did you have to go through any drama with any baby daddy drama. And I never use that term. But I'm being real when I'm talking about that because I did not allow it. I didn't bring it into my house.
You did not. And you know what? I want to shout out his new wife because she is the one who's put him on the right path. And,
yeah.
And obviously she's not putting up with any drama as well.
No, yeah, of course. And I'm telling you, that's the key. If you engage, if I would have engaged in, you know, someone's antics, I won't say who it was, but he would always, do you remember when you used to do this? And do you remember? No. I would just hang the phone up. What? Why am I trying to talk about something that happened a long time ago? I just want to take care of the kids.
And that's what all parents should be striving to. And it's a tricky process to get past those emotions of the initial separation. But I'm really blessed to see that Kim and Kanye look like they're in a better place now.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And you seem to have grown up in a pretty, because you love your stepdad. You always speak so highly of him. Your mom must have really instilled that in you to just, right? I mean, she was good with you raising you and your brothers in that aspect.
Yeah, but also my stepdad showed me a lot of patience too. And he showed me how to navigate that situation because unlike Pete Davidson, my stepdad waited for my parents' divorce to be finalized before getting involved. So,
and never tattooing your guys' names on their body.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.